This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Lynx saw a fast start fizzle, and they lost to Indiana in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Championship game last night in Minneapolis. Final 74-59. Indiana used a 34-7 run to go from down 13 to up 14 and never look back. Minnesota head coach Cheryl Reeves said they couldn't get anything going on offense.
We have a tendency sometimes to get impatient. I didn't think that our commitment to moving the basketball and creating advantages. We had a hard time getting that done.
Alana Smith scored 15 to lead the way. Washington comes to town tomorrow night. The Twins wasted a stellar pitching effort by Joe Ryan. They lost at Miami last night 2-0. Ryan allowed only one run in seven innings of work, but Minnesota's offense was in a slumber.
You could tell with the way that the starting pitchers were throwing, it was going to be some kind of tight game. You had a feeling that was going to be the case. And it was.
Manager Rocco Baldelli's team has now dropped three straight. The AAA Saints beat Gwinnett last night in Georgia, that final 4-2. The Wild continue to construct their roster this offseason. Yesterday, they made it official, signing center Nico Sturm, who will return to Minnesota. He can be a center and a faceoff guy, and he's pumped up.
Today was a great day, full circle moment for me to come back to the team that allowed me to have an NHL career in the first place and do my part and help us finally win a cup here.
He won a cup just this past year with Florida. The team also traded for former All-Star Vladimir Tarasenko over the weekend. He's happy to be coming to Minnesota.
I heard a lot of good things from Kirill. Obviously, I talked to him about the team and about the group. Also like the style of hockey the team played, and talked to my family, and thanks to Bill for trust, and I will come and try to help the team as in any way possible.
And good news on the football front. Former Vikings receiver Randy Moss is now cancer-free. He will return to his television duties at ESPN. This is MNN Sports.